Victory for me.
For me.
Victory for me. Through the blood of Christ, my Savior,
there is victory. There is
victory for me.
For me.
Victory for me.
There is victory
for me.
For me.
Victory for me. Through the blood of Christ, my Savior,
there is victory. For me.
For me.
Yes, me.
Yes, me.
For me.
For me.
Yes, me.
Yes, me. Through the blood of Christ, my Savior,
there is victory. For me.
For me.
Yes, me.
Yes, me.
For me.
For me.
Yes, me.
Yes, me. Through the blood of Christ, my Savior,
there
is victory.
Through the blood.
Through the blood.
Through the blood.
Of Christ, my Savior.
Siyabonga kakhulu kuyo imvuselelo men's choir.
Thank you very much to the imvuselelo men's choir.
Ntambama sizoqala la ngenxa ukuthi laba bazokhuluma asizosebenzisa ilimi ezimbili kodwa kukhulunywa kathathu.
So with the speakers that we have this afternoon, it will be translated into two other languages as well.
Ngenxa ukuthi sisebenzisa ulimi olujwayelekile kodwa bazokhuluma ngelimi ezintathu noma bahunyiswe futhi ngelimi ezimbili ukuze silandele yonke inkulumo.
So they will address us in another language and it will be translated into English and Zulu.
Uzake usengeza phambili insizwa le ozoqala akhulume.
Zakeo can come to the front already. This young man.
Kwaqaleka umsebenzi wenkosi le eMozambique.
The Lord started a work in Mozambique.
Kusho ukuthi ke omunye wabe fundisi bethu abasiza ukuqhuba umsebenzi wenkosi eMozambique.
So he is one of the preachers who is assisting us with God's work in Mozambique.
Naye uzosithulela ufakazi bakhe ukuthi uNkulunkulu umenzeleni nokuthi uqhubeka kanjani ngalomsebenzi le eMozambique.
And he will share his testimony with us and how God's work is continuing in Mozambique.
Ake simnikeze ithuba.
Let's give him an opportunity.
Nikhensa Shikwembu kuba ninyikiwa nkarhi lowu.
Ngibonga uNkulunkulu ngokuthola leli thuba.
I thank the Lord that he's given me this opportunity.
Sangulani losa baba vahina la kaya.
Ngicale ngokubingelela obaba bethu lapha ekhaya.
I would firstly like to greet our fathers that are here.
Zi losa vamamani na vaanti hinkwavo.
Ngibingelele futhi omama kanye no aunti.
And I would also like to greet the mamas and the aunties.
Ni losa hinkwenu vantshwa.
Pinde ngibingelele nina bonke abakhona ngapha abasha kakhulu.
And I would also like to greet all of you, especially the young people that are here.
Vitula mina imina Zakeu.
Igama lami uZakeu.
My name is Zakeu.
Nita hi Mozambique.
Ngisuka eMozambique.
And I am from Mozambique.
Nitswalelwe kona eMozambique.
Ngizalelwe kona eMozambique.
I was born in Mozambique.
Zikula tanihi hi vatsongwane vanwani nje.
Ngakhula nje ngabo bonke abantwana.
I grew up like all other children.
Ikhelo la evangeli ningativi chunu nikula nje nitiva swilo leswi la swile ku swamisava nje.
Ngikhule ngingazi lutho ngevangeli kuphela ngazi nje impilo yasemhlabeni.
I grew up having no knowledge of the gospel. I only knew the things of the world.
Ningena xikola.
Ngaya esikolweni.
I went to school.
Nivi na problema axikolweni aninga koti akuva ni pasa ma class.
Ngibe nenkinga esikolweni ukuthi ngingaphasi nje ngifaila nje.
I had a problem at school that I didn't manage to pass. I just kept on failing.
Nivi ni ka grade 3 ka malembe ya 14.
Uma ngine 14 years ngangifunda u grade 3.
As a 14-year-old, I was in grade 3.
Azushekisi bantwa lezo.
Akuhlekisi lokho basha.
And that's not actually something amusing.
Imani muyingisela lokho kwendleke yini yakuzani funda grade 3 nanina 12 years. Sorry nanina 14 years.
Thulani nje nilalele ukuthi kwenzeke kanjani ukuthi ngifunde u grade 3 ngina 14 years.
Just listen carefully, be quiet and understand why, as a 14-year-old, I was in grade 3.
Hiliswaku leswi nga fundisiwa hi va teacher exikolweni a swi nga tshami laha enqhundwini ya mina.
Indaba ukuthi lokhu bengifundiswa khona o teacher kwakungahlali nje emqondweni wami.
Because that what the teachers were teaching failed to stay in my mind.
Mina ni warhandza ku akutlanga nje ni rhandza ku lwa loko ni pfukiwa hi leswi ni nkarhi ni swi tiva leswi a ni tiva swibakela.
Mina ebe ngikuthanda nje ukulwa nje ngangishaya nje isibakela ngingalaleli.
I was very disobedient. I didn't like to listen and I used to fight fisticuffs.
Awungangithinti nje.
Akekho umuntu beyangakwazi ukuma phambi kwami.
I was untouchable.
Kambe esikolweni dololo.
Kodwa esikolweni ngangazi lutho.
But at school I didn't know anything.
Nikhensa akuba nihlangene nevangeli le yakwasiza abantu.
Ngiyabonga ukuhlangana kwami naleli ivangeli la kwasiza abantu.
I am so thankful that I met up with this gospel at Sizabantu.
kuvena mfundisi Carlos Vlankulus asukile e Mozambique a tatatsamalaha misawu 7 years.
Umfundisi u Carlos Bilankulu wasuka e Mozambique wazohlala ngapha e South Africa iminyaka eyo 7.
Pastor Carlos Vilankush, he came here from Mozambique and stayed here 7 years.
Atili ni vanwani avari 7 hinkwavo lavanwani vathilile vayakaya vabyela vafundisi va vona leswaku se hina hi fundile hi hetile hinkwaswo leswa sizabantu loyi anga sala anga swikoti ku hakisa a khoma leswi a fundisiwaka kwa sizabantu.
Uma efika umfundisi uCarlos wafika ehamba nabanye bawu 7 bese ke bona bayasuka labaphindele ekhaya. Uma befika batshela abafundisi babo emabandleni ukuthi sibuya le kwasiza abantu sifundile okuningi, manje uCarlos yena akasheshi ukubamba nje yikho nje asele emva.
And he came with 7 other ministers and they came here. And then they went back to their ministers and said they had been to KwaSizabantu, and because Pastor Carlos was slow in learning, he had stayed back.
Hikuvatilisenu na varumwa ebandleni la kukari leswa kufambana ekwaSizabantu muya ma mafunda hinkwaso swi mbunisa sinya
ngoba ukufika kwabo laba bathunywa befundisi emabandleni ebandleni labo ngale eMozambique kwathiwa hambani kwasiza abantu niyofunda indlela yokuhamba ngokuKristu.
They had been sent by their pastors to come to Sizabantu and to come and learn how a person needs to follow the Lord and live.
Sile kuva fika lana vanwane avazanga vaheta tuheta kutala nje se va switiva se va phasile ka hinkwaso leswi fundisiwa kula kwasizabantu vauyela akaya.
Uma befika la abanye babo ke abahlalanga inyanga eziningi kangako babona ukuthi asebafundile bathole konke baphindele emva ekhaya.
When they came here, some of them stayed a few months and then they felt that they had learnt enough and they went back home.
Umfundisi Carlos yena asala atvonile swa ku anga se funda nchumu wa hala ku afunda ya mahlweni afunda yena asala a heta 7 years.
Umfundisi uCarlos yena waphawula ukuthi kusasekuningi kumele ukuthi akufunde, wasala ke yena ukuthi ufuna ukuqhubeka efunde ilapho ahlala khona iminyaka eyo 7.
But Pastor Carlos realized that there was so much that he still needed to learn, and so he stayed back for 7 years.
Hikwalaho ni endela leswaku ni nga khohlwi ku vulavula hi vona vanhu lava 6 lava. Zozo vanwana se va file vutomi la vona aluvanga kahle endlela la evangeli va file va fela swi join swa vona vanwana va ri kona va hanya
ukuze ngingakhohlwa ngalaba abafundisi abawu 6 laba basuke laba shiya uCarlos ukuba abanye babo nje bafike baphila ezonweni sebashona abanye kodwa abanye basaphila.
The fact that I'm mentioning those and not forgetting those other 6 is that they came back and carried on but went into sin. Some of them have passed away, although some of them are still alive.
Umfundisi Carlos loko se avonile leswaku afundile hiku yenelela akombela ka baba mfundisi wa lakaya leswaku sena titwela ku vana mina ni famisa evangeli leyi etikweni la hina.
Umfundisi uCarlos yena uthe uma se ebona ukuthi se ufundile ngokwanele wakhuluma nobaba umfundisi walapha ekhaya ukuthi manje ngiyazizwela ukuthi ngihambe ngiyochuba ivangeli ezweni lakithi.
And then it came the time when Reverend Pastor Carlos felt on his heart that he had learnt enough, and then he went to Reverend Stegen and said it was put on his heart that he should now go back and preach the gospel in Mozambique.
Mfundisi wala hakaya amvumelela swaku afamba asangula tiro.
Wo baba mfundisi walapha ekhaya wavuma ke ukuthi angaya ayoqala umsebenzi.
Reverend Stegan agreed and released him to go and preach the gospel there.
2000.
And that was in the year 2000. And that's where I met up with the gospel of here of Kwasizabantu. I nearly forgot about him because he left home and went to Maputo, and then from there he came here. When he started off, it was myself and my nephew or my grandchild who received the gospel from him and were his first converts. And when we listened to him, we realized that his sermons and his message was different to the other churches. Even though we were not regular churchgoers, we realized that his gospel or what he preached was different. In his preaching, he preached about Jesus, and he taught us that Jesus gave up his life to save us from our sins.
And
we heard in his sermons that there was nothing too difficult for Jesus which he could free you from.
And
we heard him speaking about the confession of sins, and that when you confess your sins, that Jesus can forgive you your sins.
Kambe asivanga lula.
Yet, it was not easy to understand and to comprehend what sin is. And it took time, but there was that time when I understood what that meant, that I was a person that used to fight, and that I was a person who, when my parents sent me, I did not listen.
Sengisangula kupfumela swijawo swa mina ni vona vutomela mina lesangula ku cinja seni le xikolweni se swa vala ku twala leswi va teacher va fundisa ka swona
ngaqala ke ukuvuma izono ngalungisa impilo yami manje nasesikolweni kwabakhona ushintsho ngaqala manje ukuzwa uma othisha befundisa esikolweni.
And then I started putting right my life and confessing my sin. And then even at school, there was a difference. And my teachers even noticed it.
From January till June.
And there where we went to school in Mozambique, there was the semester started in January and went to June. We wrote exams and then you had to see whether you passed. And then again from June to December and see whether you passed.
Se hikwalano swi kutikile swa ku va kusukela hi June till December exikwembu xi ni pfuna ni kota ku va se ni phasa e class hinkwayo.
UNkulunkulu wangisiza ke ukuthi kusukela lapho ngoJune kuze kube uDecember ngakwazi ukuthi ngiphase nje ngiqhubekele phambili.
And the Lord really helped me that from June to December I was able to write the exam and pass.
Kusukela kwalano aswa kotekanga ku vani fila class inga landzela ni veni phasa ilandzela ni phasa ni landzela ni phasa.
Kusukela lapho ke indaba yokufaila yaphela ke.
And from that time, failing stopped. And from class to class, I passed.
Grade 5 to grade 10.
And from the time that I accepted the Lord Jesus into my heart, from grade 5 to grade 10, I was an example in the class.
Ni esikolweni hinkwaso.
Futhi nasesikolweni nje sonkana ngaba isibonelo.
And not only to the class but to the whole school.
Loko va teacher e principal avulavula teacher iwavula leswaku langutani Zakeo leswaku i hanya kanjani i ambalisa ku yini vutomila yena.
Manje othisha kanye nothisha omkhulu bekuthi uma bekhuluma nezingane ezinye bathi kubo anobheka uZakheo ukuthi impilo yakhe ishintshile futhi nendlela agqoka ngayo nje ushintshile lo muntu.
And the teachers and the headmaster made an example of me and said the other children should look at how I conduct myself and even how I dress.
Mfundisi Karloshi iwa hi dzela leswaku hi fanele ku va hi gonza a Bible ku loko hi gunzile Bible na majambo akuli na nkarhi anga fika hi vutisa mina ni tukulu wa mina leswaku swini leswi mi nga dyondza eka Bible.
Umfundisi u Carlos wasifundisa ukuthi kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi silfunde iBhayibheli kwakuthi entambama nje wayezobuza mina kanye nomzukulu wami kusho ukuthi ingane kasisi wami wayesibuza ukuthi yini enikufundile namhlanje eBhayibhelini na.
Pastor Carlos taught us that we should read the Bible, and he used to ask myself and my nephew questions and ask us what we had learnt from the Bible.
Ani ngasikoti neku hlaya abuku ani ngativi nje kambe loko seni vali ku xikwembu xini pfuna seni swikota ni ku hlaya na na bible
ngaphambi kokuthi impilo yami isizakale kwakunzima ngisho nokufunda nje noma iphincwadi nje kodwa kuthe uma uJesu sengisizile kwabalula nje nokuthi ngifunde nebible.
Before he was converted, it was difficult to read even anything, but after the Lord Jesus helped him, it was easy even to read the Bible.
Loko se mfundisi a hi votisa na majambo nkarhi wun'wanyana a ni nga swi koti ku khoma leswaku ni dyondzile yini na yini ni swi veka tanihileswi swi nga tshamisa swona.
Uma umfundisi esibuze ntambama kwesinye isikhathi ukuthi yini ni kufundile, kwakubiza ukuthi ngilandise yonke into nje, hhayi ukuthi kube lokho engikubambile mhlawumbe lapha nalapha, ngilandise yonke into nje.
And when he used to ask us questions, it wasn't just that we answered and said it in brief form, but we said it in its full extent.
Kamba ni tolovela kuva ni switsandzeka ni nga swi veki tanihileswi swi nge hi swona. Tikulu wa mina yena i wa nyikilwi a kuva a khomela leswi a ni karhi a funda a ni hleka a hleka loko se a hleka ni rila kuma mihloti nje loko ni rila na ku n'wi hi leswaku ni rila hi ku va ni hleka a ni rile hi ku na tsandzeka ku khoma emarito ya Xikwembu
empeleni umxana wami uye bekakwazi nje ukulandisa yonke into ayifundile ebhayibhileni kodwa kimi bekunzima. Bese ke uyangihleka lo mshana wami, qala ukukhala khona lapho, ngikhalela ukuthi ngiyahluleka ukubamba izinto engizifundayo ebhayibhileni.
Actually, it was my nephew that could do it to its full extent and tell the whole story as it was. And then I was not able to, and I used to fail to do that. And then my nephew used to laugh at me.
Ni khesa Xikwembu hiku xi ni pfunile xi twa ku rila ka mina hi ku va ni tsandzeka ku va ni khoma marito ya Xikwembu kusukela kwalano swi ya mahlweni ni vi ni swi kota na mina ku va ni khoma loko na majambu nkarhi wolowo ni kota ku va ni vula leswi ni nga hlaya.
Ngiyayibonga iNkosi ngoba yangisiza wezwa ukukhala kwami wase uyangisiza ke uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngithi uma ngilifunda iBhayibheli ngikwazi ukubamba yonke into engiyifundile entambama. Uma kumele manje sitshele umfundisi, ngakwazi nami ukumtshela konke engikufundile.
And I want to thank the Lord that he helped me, because it came to that point where I was able to read the Bible in the evening, and when it came to tell Pastor Carlos what we had read, that I could tell it to him in its full extent.
A swi vanga ku tlhariha ka mina, swi vanga vutivi la mina, kambe swi vi tintswalo ta Xikwembu hikuva ni ya mahlweni tibasisa ni tibasisa ni tibasisa hi vutomi la mina.
Akubanga ukuhlakanipha kwami noma ukwazi kwami, kodwa umusa nje weNkosi, nanokuba ngangiqhubeka njalo nje ngivuma izono zami njalo nje ngeza inhliziyo yami.
It was not according to my wisdom or my abilities, but I continued to put my life right, and that is how the Lord helped me.
Zifamba hi 2005 ni titwela kuva ni tirela Xikwembu hi ku chumayela evangeli.
Kuye kwahamba ngo 2005 ngazizwela ukuthi ngisebenze manje ngendlela egcwele sebenzele inkosi ngishumayela evangeli.
And in 2005 time went on, and then I felt a call to work for the Lord and to preach the gospel.
Ngakwazi ukuthi ngahambe njalo ngena umuzi nomuzi ngishumayela ivangeli ngibatshele ngeNkosi uJesu.
I was able to go from home to home, tell them about the Lord Jesus and preach to them.
Na mfana nje wa kufana na n'wina van'wana vafana lana malembe ya kona ni swi kota ku ni titwela ni famba hi muti ni va byela leswaku ku na ni munhu loyi a nga fa a nyikela vutomi la yena leswaku hina hi ta kota ku va hi ponisiwa ka swidyoho swa hina.
Ngaleswo sikhathi ngangilingana na banye benu ni na bantwaneni khona la ngeminyaka, kodwa ngakwazi ukuthi ngihambe umuzi nomuzi ngilishumayela ivangeli ngitshela abantu ngeNkosi uJesu nokuthethelelwa kwezono.
At that time I was as old as many of you are here, and I was able to go in to the homes, from home to home, and preach to them and tell them about the Lord Jesus.
akulina ravi linga pfulikile imhaka ya ku akuli distance ku va kota ku vata esontweni swivala va leswaku sonto na sonto ni hamba ni ya kona ya nena va nghenisa ankonzo
kwa pfuleke linyi gatsha khona kodwa lalekude abantu bangakwazi ukuthi bangafika njalo ngamasonto ukuzokhonza nathi kwabiza ukuthi mina ngihambe njalo ngamasonto ngiyoshumayela khona.
And then another branch opened up there in Mozambique, but it was far away and they were unable to come to us all the time, and it then necessitated me to have to go there and to help them there and preach.
Kambi vazalwana Satan yena angatsiki kulandzelela munhu nje hambi uli mamani wa mikombelo uli mani Satan ikona la handleleni a famba swona we.
Kodwa ke bazalwane uSathane akadeli ngomuntu uyamlandela akanandaba ukuthi mhlambe umama womthandazo noma ubani uyokulandela njalo wazakuthola.
But the devil does not tire, brethren, and whether you are a mother or a father, the devil keeps on going at you, trying to get hold of you.
Kuti loko xikwembu se xilava aku nikatikisa hingangu hixinikatikisa hisati ku fika laka ku ni landzelela leswi mfundisi Carlos Angara a mfundisa swona leswaku ndlela yihi ya ku va munhu a chada
kuthe uma ku fika isikhathi sokuthi uNkulunkulu angibusise ngomshado ngithole inkosikazi kwakumele ukuthi ngilandele yonke imfundiso esayifundiswa umfundisi uCarlos ukuthi kuhambiswa kanjani.
And when the time came that I should be blessed with marriage, it was so that Pastor Carlos made sure that everything happened as according to the way it happens at the main mission.
Hikusa iwa hifundisile leswaku mfana seno nanyana akumeka senu vanhu lava vambirhi a va swi koti ku tlhangana va nga tlhangisiwanga hi Xikwembu.
Ngoba wasifundisa ukuthi umfana nentombazana abakwazi ukuhlangana ngaphandle kokuthi bahlanganiswe uNkulunkulu.
Because he taught us that as a boy and a girl you cannot come together until marriage brings you together.
Nisi indlili leso na famba ka yena emfundisi nimdzela leswaku Xikwembu xi nikhongelile xi nimdzela leswaku ningava nixada nishadana na shikarikare ebandlini
ngakwenza lokho ke uma kufika leso sigaba ngaya kumfundisi ngamtshela ukuthi mfundisi ngithandazile uNkulunkulu uyangivezela ukuthi angishade nosibanibani.
And the time came when I felt it on my heart and I went to Pastor Carlos and I said, I have prayed and I have felt that the Lord is telling me that I should marry so and so.
Kambe amaritu mangaka Pedro wa usungula 5 verse 7 ni 8 ate 9 a ma verse lawa amakotanga kuva matshama la ka mina ma matia lawa mangate mifanele kuva mi khongela mi hiteka mi rindzela hiku sanala wa nwi na Satani wa rendzelekela ungaku ingala le lava ku munhu ku muja.
Kodwa amazwi esiwathola encwadini kaPetro wokuqala isahluko sesihlanu kusukela kuverse 7 kuze kube kuverse 9 awahlalanga enhlizweni yami lawo athi khona anoqaphela njalo nihlale nibhekile ngoba isitha senu okuyisathane uyanifuna njalo ubusuku nasemini.
And if we read in 1 Peter 5 verse 7 to 9 we read there that it says, be careful, be aware, be watchful of the devil, because he is your enemy and he wants to grab hold of you.
Ibhayibheli ivula leswaku tikhomeni mirindzela.
Ibhayibheli liyasifundisa ukuthi anozigcina nilinde isikhathi.
The Bible teaches us that we should keep ourselves and wait for the right time.
Selo unumdzilile mfundisi sihetanyana nkari ukari nje wa kulehanyana nje seni tidzwela zwako hayi swivula zwako mfundisa wa mina anga rhandzi leswaku ni chada na xikarikari lwi.
Kuthe uma sengimtshelile umfundisi lolu daba lwami kwahamba isikhathi nje ngilindile kwaze kwafika la ngibona khona ngithi hayi cha kwangathi umfundisi lo akafuni ukuthi ngishade nosibanibani.
And as I told them that there was a long time that lapsed until I got to the decision that it seems like Pastor Carlos does not want me to get married.
iBhayibhele vazalwana yi vula leswaku xikwembu xi ti tindlela ta mina xikwembu a hi tona tindlela ta n'wina.
Vazalwana iBhayibhele liyasitshela lapho khona uNkulunkulu ethi indlela zami azifani nendlela zenu.
But brethren, there is that passage in the Bible where it says that the ways of the Lord are not the same as our ways.
Se mina lahu ni vona hi indlela ya mina ana ha voni hi ndlela ya xikwembu.
Manje kwafika lapho nami ke ngasusa amehlo ekubhekeni kulendlela kaNkulunkulu ngabheka ngeyami manje indlela ngase ke manje ngiyenza ngendlela yami ngoba ngibona ukuthi umfundisi akafuni ukuthi ngishade.
And there was a time that instead of waiting on God and following in His ways, there was a time when I went my own ways, deciding that Pastor Carlos doesn't want me to get married.
Kusuka
lapho ke ngaqonda intombi nje ngafika ngayitshela ngathi intombi nakho enginakho ngawe ngahambisa ngendlela yami kusuka lapho indaba yahamba yafika kubazali bayo le ntombi konke kwahamba ngendlela yami ngikhohliwe ngendlela kaNkulunkulu.
And I took matters into my own hands and I went myself to the young girl and I told her what I felt on my heart until it went to the parents. And all along this happened according to my way and not God's way.
Se niendla hi ku helisa vatswali vanga swilava niendla hinkwaswo swi vanga swilava se hi tshama se ebandleni mfundisa a swi tivile hinkwaswo leswi nga endleka se hi nyimisiwa ku va hi ta a sontweni.
Ngempela ke sayiqhuba indaba ngendlela yokululekwa abazali sahlala ke ndawonye naleyo ntombi abeseke umfundisi uCarlos wayizwa indaba wasinquma ebandleni.
And it carried on going until even being advised by the parents we started living together. And then Pastor Carlos heard about this matter and he excommunicated us from the congregation.
Senimkumilisati akuve kona kutsaka ka kutsaka akukumeke akukona kuna kurula mara ani lava sati senimkumile swa fanele swa ku se kutsaka kuve kona mara kukona kutsaka kuna kurula.
Kuthe uma sengimtholile ke lo owesifazane bekulokho ngimdinga empilweni yami esikhundleni sokuthi ngijabule ngoba ngimtholile kodwa intokozo azange ibe khona.
Then I got the lady that I thought I needed in my life, and instead of being joyful and happy, I was not happy.
Nitshama na hayi sontweni ni loko ni nga pimisa leswaku ni nga ya kwini ni nga qavanga leswaku ni nga ya kwini kunwani ka sonto ukare a sinzele hikusa na itiva ntiyiso na mina ni wachumayela evangeli se na switwa leswaku swi vachumayela ku swi hambeni kule ni evangeli.
Ngazithola sengihleli angisayi enkonzweni manje uma kufika umqabango ukuthi nje angiye kwelinye ibandla mhlambi ngiyokhonza khona kodwa ngaba nalombuzo ukuthi ngiyoya kuliphi ibandla ngoba iqiniso ngiyalazi futhi alikho kulamanye amabandla engingaya kuwo.
And there I sat and I wondered, well, must I go to another congregation? But the thought came to me and I thought, well, I can't go to another congregation because I know the truth and I will not find the truth at the other congregations.
Hi ku loko va thlangeni hi ti sonto nje vu imbelela vakina va vulavula swilo swikwa swinga twisisi twa swa ku hayi ni tshama nje ni nga hi ndhawu ni tshama.
ngoba kuthi uma kulamabandla abahlangene ngamasonto bayacula bayajayifa bakhulume nje indaba ezingazwakali manje ngabona ukuthi cha kungcono ngisihlalela ngilapho.
I found that they went and they jived and they spoke things that were not relevant. I didn't understand them, or they didn't pertain to me, and then I didn't find any satisfaction, and I thought best I stay at home.
Pimisa futhi leswaku na mina ni sungula la mina kereke ku va ni chumayela ni alakanya a verse leyi inga vula leswaku leswi muti swi boyelela la misaveni hi leswaku swi ta bohelelwa ni letilweni se ni kavanga leswaku mina se ni nyimisiwile leswaku va ni chumayela loko ni chumayela nje ni ta va ni chumayela swilo swi tuka swi nga pfuni munhu.
Manje lapho ngacabanga ke ukuthi ayikungcono ke ngicale lami ibandla ngishumayele kwelami ibandla khona lapho ngikhumbule ivese lithi okuboshwe la emhlabeni kuboshwe nasezulwini manje ngathi nangu mina ke ngunyiwe esontweni kusho ukuthi sekuboshiwe nasezulwini manje uma ngiyoshumayela ngiyoshumayela yiphi inshumayela.
And then it came to me that I might start my own congregation. But I was reminded of that verse that says, what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. And I realized, well, if this is how it is on earth, then that is how it is in heaven.
Niyamahlweni ku rula ni ku kumi satuloni ngamlava ni naye mara ku rula akukona alikona litsaku nje emtini.
Impilo iqhubeke nje kodwa ukuthula akuzange kube khona nangu ke manje umakoti bengimfuna ngimtholile nginaye kodwa ukuthula akukho.
And I was not happy, and I eventually realized I have got the wife that I wanted, but I am not satisfied. I am unhappy.
Leshi se shinga endleka lanu hendla ka hinkwaso leso hili swa ku se ni musiya ni ngamuboni se ni musiya ni yaka vanwana.
Okubi kakhulu nje kuleso sikhathi kwafika ukuthi ngingasamboni nje kodwa ngabona abanye abantu ngamshiya ngahamba ngabhekana nabanye abesifazane.
And worse was to come, in that I was not only then satisfied with her, but I was then after other women, and I left her and I went to other women.
In Matthew 12, verse 43, 44, and 45, ivulavula leswaku loko moya wa chaka u huma eka munhu u tsamakanya a xiula u famba u lava ndhawu ku tshama kona hikusa moya wa ku biha u tshama eka munhu a wu tshami xiuleni nje a Bible li vula leswaku u tlhela u vuya moya lowu wa ku biha lowu nga humaka munhu loko se wuyile u ta nghena ka munhu loyi ku biha ka munhu loyi ku tlula ko rhanga.
Manje encwadini uMatthew chapter 12 verse 43, 44, 45 ithi uma umoya omubi uphuma emuntwini noma kumuntu uyahamba uzulazule ufuna indawo uma ungayitholi indawo uye uthi ake ngiphindele emzini wami lengikhishe khona uma ufika nje uyangena neminye imimoya eyisikhombisa bese ke ububi baloyo muntu buba bukhulu kunakuqala.
In Matthew chapter 12 verse 43, 44 and 45 we read of the evil spirit where it says that if it is dispelled from a person and then it goes about and roams, and if it does not find anybody it comes back sevenfold.
Seni kumeka ni endla swijoho leswaku ne ani nga swi endli se na swi endla namuntlha leswaku se moya wa chaka se yi vuyile hi phindilo ya le seven.
Ngazithola manje sengiyenza izono ebengingazenzi ngaphambili ngabona ukuthi le mimoya le ifike kimi iphindwe kasikhombisa yikho engangenza lezo izono.
And I found myself eventually doing things, sins that I had never done before, and I realized that the seven spirits had come back and were making me do these evil things.
Seni suka lanu 2013 ni sangula kuva ni ku swayanta ni famba ni lava tiro ni yo tshama na ha ximayele na ha yine kerekeni sontweni se swayanta ni famba ni lavela tiro 2013 ni suka ni ya Pitori.
Ngonyaka ka 2013 ngabona ukuthi akusasizi lutho ngihleli la ekhaya angisebenzi angisayi esontweni angishumayeli ngona ngifuna umsebenzi ngasuka ekhaya ke ngo 2013 ngaya ePretoria ukuyofuna umsebenzi.
And in 2013 I realized I was just sitting at home. I saw that I'm not doing anything, I'm unemployed, and I decided to go to Pretoria and look for work.
Edifika nokuma tiro nitira ni nini kufika la kuseni nititirela mina nanthela ni yakaya nantira nani yakaya kambi akurula kukona imali yona yakumeka yakutira sati yene kona la kaya amtsika futhi ni yakava nwane akuna kurula futhi la kaya ku se mani waswonzwa ku hayi munhu loyi se one see loyi
ngafika ngawuthola ke umsebenzi futhi ngathola umsebenzi ukuthi ngangizisebenza mina imali ngayithola ngomningi bayo bekulokhu ngiya ekhaya ngibuye ngikhaya ngibuye ukhona makoti ekhaya kodwa nokho ukuthula akukho ngoba lokhu ngibheke abanye besifazane nalo nkosikazi wami wabona ukuthi lo myeni wami ayise uyangishiya manje.
And I got good work, I worked for myself, I made good money, I went back and forth to home, I brought money to my wife. But all along I was unhappy, and I also saw other women, and my wife eventually realized that she's going to lose me.
He was tamela kulwa ifoni kusela ka khoma foni iwa kuma ati message tukati ngaita kahle ti message ti tava vasati tsamela kulwa karu nwanyane loko se hlweta na foni iwa hansi ifa foni na nshava inwani foni naifa phone le kuba hilwa emaka phone hesu Jehova swami
manje ke impilo yethu kwakuyimpilo yokulwa njalo nomakoti wami ngoba bekathuma ethathi phone yami athole kunembiko lapho engekho right yabanye besifazane bese ke silwe kwesinye isikhathi silwele le phone ukuthi omunye uthi letha omunye uthi letha iwe ife iphone ngithenge enye kuphinde kube njalo siyilwele iwe ife iphone kanjalo nje.
And we eventually were cat and mouse, we were fighting with each other. She would see messages on my phone, she would want to take my phone away, I would take it back, it would fall and break. That would happen again and again.
Ikhelela ebandleni ka mfundisi ya kombela rivalelo leswaku ikota kuva hi amukelwa ikota kuva hi sonta nkarwa kuleha ive mfundisi va ai amukela mara mina ningatavalaula hi sati wa mina tavalaula hi mina mina aswinga ngheni kahle leswaku ni vuyela la ninga ri kona ka ximu ninga ka xona xa ku chumayela evangeli.
Saphindela ke kumfundisi uCarlos nginomakoti wakwami sayoxolisa ebandleni sacela ukuthi sibuyele ebandleni emva kwesikhathi eside kodwa manje kimi ke enhlizweni empeleni kwakungelula ukuthi ngibuyele esimeni lesa esihle engangikiso ngesikhathi ngingakangeni kulesi sono.
And eventually my wife and I went back to Pastor Carlos after a very long time, and it was very difficult for me to get back and go back to that which I had come from, the standard that I was had lived before.
Kambi kona esontweni ka chumayelwa na ita chumayelo kambi satani se an kumili mimoyelo ya bihele ya seven se ivu ili ita tsama
kwakuthi noma ngihlele esontweni umfundisi eshumayela hayi ngangingatholi lutho ngingezwa ngoba le mimoya emibi eyi-7 le ihlele enhlizweni ivala konke angizwi lutho.
And although the preaching was preached, I didn't understand anything because I had these 7 spirits in me and I didn't hear or understand anything.
Se ni khensa xikwembu hiku hi lembe la 2001 Funsi Karloshi yo sungula ku akuvabza kambe yena i watshamela ku akuvabza muzimba wa yena a ungari kahle a tshamela ku vabza kambe hi lembe la 2021 ila ava anga hisiya emisaveni swiendla laki ya ku ni kona likaya ni sukile Pitori ni yi likaya.
Manje ngiyayibonga ke inkosi ngoba ngonyaka ka 2021 umfundisi uCarlos wagula kakhulu cishe kwaba yisango lokuthi ngibuyele esontweni ngoba ngesikhathi egula nami bengisekhaya eMozambique.
And in 2021, Pastor Carlos got very sick, and that was the gate for me, because I was at home, and I went there.
Se loko avadza kuvadza ka yena ava ahunza emisaveni.
Wagula kwaze kwafika lapha edlula khona emhlabeni.
And then he was sick, and eventually he passed away.
Kuta vafundisi va huma laha ekwasiza bantu ku va va ta va ta n'wi fihla mfundisi. Loko se a lovile hi zamile leswaku va hi tivisa emisawu leswaku va va vafundisi va suka haleno va ya Mozambique ku va va ta va ta n'wi fihla.
Ekuxoneni kwakhe ke umfundisi uCarlos sazisa imishini lapha ekhaya abefundisi basuka la bahamba bayomngcwaba ke.
When he passed away, we let the mission know, and the ministers from here went there to bury him.
Loko se bafikile hi nghena ka ku va a vikiwa mfundisi hi nghena ka tichumayelo ni twa lo karhi lowu bukisa li nga karhi li rhelela bukisa la mfundhisi Carlos ni twa ngaku ku na ni riti yi vulavulaka na mina leswaku u fundhisiwile hinkwaswo u tiva hinkwaswo nangu mfundhisi a fambile misaveni a nga ha ri kona.
Va xumayeleke abefundhisi ngalelo langa ngezwa ke iy'ntshumayelo zabo kuthe uma ibhokisi lifakwe emgodini kwaba khona iphimbo elithi uyabona manje nangu umfundisi se uyahamba wena ufundiswe konke nje wazi konke.
And when they came, I listened to the sermons, and when it was time for the coffin to be lowered down, I heard a voice saying, "There is now the coffin, and you had been taught everything by him."
Indlu ya sonto yi kona yakiwile hinkwaswo swi kona u ta ve u tsaka wena nje loko swilo leswi u twa swa ku se ku pfaliwile ndlwini ya nkondzo a ka ha tiri uchumu lana u ta ve u tsaka wena ku va tirhi wa mina Xikwembu u nga ha tirheki hileswaku mfundhisa Carlos a hundzile misaveni wena u tiva hinkwaswo leswaku Xikwembu xi lava ku va u famba yihi ndlela.
Lathi leli phimbo ke kimi nasi sakhiwo sokuthandazela khona sikhona yonke into ikhona manje uyojabula yini uma le ndawo se iyovalwa kube wena ufundiswe konke nje umfundisi ukufundise konke uyojabula yini uma se le ndawo ivalwa na.
And the voice said to me, "Here is the church, you've been taught everything, will you be happy if this comes to nothing and the church is closed?"
Hikwalaho ni vhela ni titwela leswaku se Xikwembu xi vulavula na mina loko se vafundhisi va hetile hi hetile ekumfihla mfundhisi Carlos va ve va tshama swin'we na hina va hi salisa va hi byela marito leswaku mi fanele ku va mi teka a evhangeli leyi mi qhuveka nayo hikusa mfundhisi Carlos a mi pfunisile hinkwaswo ku ve kona ku tiwutisa ka mina leswaku ni ta yi qhuveka kanjhani na na ha tshamile swijoweni
kuthe uma se umngcwabo ofike ugqineni sesihleli nabefundisi bazovalelisa basitshela ukuthi niyabona manje umfundisi unifundise konke nje niyazi konke qhubani ke ivangeli kwathi kimi ke ngiyolichuba kanjani manje leli ivangeli ngisahleli ezonweni zami na.
And it was time for the ministers to go back. They said to us, "Well, here is Pastor Carlos, he's now passed away, he had taught you everything. You need to carry on now with what he had taught you." And I said, "But how can I do that when I am still living in sin?"
Hikwala ho ni kombela enkari ka vabava leswaku ni kombela ku va nita emisango kwa sizabantu.
Ngacela ke ko baba ukuthi ngiyacela ukuthi ngivakashe emission kwa sizabantu.
Then I asked the fathers if I can please visit kwa sizabantu.
Bavumela vabava vaku u amukelekile.
Bavuma ke obaba bathi hayi wamkelekile.
And they agreed, they said, you are welcome.
But uma bebuya bona nami ngasuka ngaphindele ePretoria la bengisebenza khona kodwa ngazitshela ukuthi manje kumele singiqhube umsebenzi wenkosi uye phambili.
And they came back and I went back to Pretoria, but I told myself I have to carry on with God's work.
Senini fona nifonela baba la mishini nivadzela swa ku sipula ku kare nata e mishini va ku hayi tana wa mukilikile.
Ngashaya uqingo ke ngilishayela lapha emisheni ngabatshela ukuthi ngosuku oluthize ngizofika emisheni bathi hayi kulungile ke wamkelwa woza.
I phoned the Babas and I said on a certain day I would come here and they said you're welcome.
Ni fika lana ni pfumela swijoho swa mina hinkwaswo kusukela ehansi kala nkarhi lowu ni nga dina kona ni pfumela hinkwaswo swijoho swa mina ni khensa vabava vafundisa va mina ni khensa va aunti ni khensa hinkwavo lava nkarhi va ni pfuna a ku va xikwembu xi tlhela xi ni amukela ni ve xiendliwa xintshwa.
Ngafika ke emisheni ngafika ngavuma izono zami zonke kusukela la indaba yawonakala khona. Manje ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu kobaba, ngibonge ko-anti abangisiza kakhulu empilweni ukuze uNkulunkulu aphinde futhi angamukele emsebenzini wakhe.
And I came here and I put my whole life right and I want to say thank you to the Babas and the Mamas that they could help me, that I could put my life right.
Ni khensa xikwembu kuva tlhela xi ni amukela futhi etirini wa xona xikwembu ni le mutini wa mina se ku kona ku rhula ni tlhelile ni yena kombela rivalelo eka mamani nsati wa mina leswaku a ni nga ku hanyisi kahle ni kombela rivalelo hinkwavo lava ni nga famba ni nga endli kahle swi lavile leswaku ni tlhela endzhaku ni lunghisa mhaka ya mina.
Ngiyambonga ke uNkulunkulu ngokuthi aphinde angamukele emsebenzini wakhe. Ngaphindela futhi kumakoti wami emva kwalokho ngaxolisa kuye ngalempilo empile ebengimphilisa ngayo nakwabanye abantu engibawunile ngaphindela emva ngalungisa yonke into nje.
And I want to thank the Lord that he's welcomed me back into his work. I went back to my wife and I made right with her and with all the others that I needed to make right with.
A phone so has kota ku tirisa phone e one. A swikona swa ku le phone ya mina le ya wena ha tirisa phone e one.
Manje kuma cellphone ke manje akusekho nje ubandlululo ukuthi le eyami le ya kamakoti siyakwazi ukusebenzisa iphone eyodwa sobabili.
And there is now no dispute over the phone. We are able to use one phone together.
Nakhesa.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu kuZakeu ngalokho asiqobelele khona.
Thank you very much to Zakeu for what he shared with us.
Nixole ngenxa yokuthi kukhona phakathi nesikhala abanye abadinga ukuthi basheshe baphume. Ingakho sizophazamisa kancane okwamanje ukuthi sisho ukuthi laba abase Sweetwaters ibhasi lilindile laphaya kulaba abasuka eSweetwater ethi ibhasi lilindile laphaya ukuthi baphume baye khona.
Please excuse the disruption. It's just that some people need to leave. If those from Sweetwaters can please go to the bus.
No buhle maduna. Buhle Maduna uma ekhona la wasestenga ukuthi naye aye ngase reception bamlindile.
And if that person can please go to the reception.
Isihloko sethu sithi bongani uJehova nibize igama lakhe nazise phakathi kwabantu izenzo zakhe.
The theme of the conference is, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make his deeds known among the people.
Ntembu kuthi masilalele konke lokho kushoyo nangendlela uNkulunkulu abasize ngayo abantwana bakhe kuningi esingafunda ngemsebenzi emihle kaNkulunkulu.
I trust that as we hear about how God and what God did for his children, there's a lot we can learn about his wondrous works.
Ngizocela manje ubaba uPeter Topfe.
So now we're going to ask Uncle Peter Topfe.
Ukuthi eze ngaphambili asibekele lokho uNkulunkulu akumphathise khona.
That he will come to the front and share with us what the Lord has laid on his heart.
Yena usuka eJalmani. UNkulunkulu uqalile umsebenzi, bayaqhubeka ngomsebenzi khona. Siyabonga ukuthi abe khona nathi kulezi inkonzo esinazo.
He is from Germany and part of the work which the Lord started there and which is continuing.
Ake simnikeze ithuba.
Thank you.
Möchte auch alle ganz herzlich im Namen, der über alle Namen ist, der so Großes tut und wir das erleben dürfen. In dem Namen möchte ich euch grüßen.
I would like to greet you in the name that is above all other names, and the wondrous name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngithanda ukunibingelela nonke ngegama elingaphezulu wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christu.
Und es hat sich wieder bestätigt von dem, was der Bruder eben gesagt hat.
And it has been confirmed by what our brother has shared.
Impela futhi uNkulunkulu uyakugcizelela ngalokho umfowethu asekushilo.
Wer das himmlische Vaterhaus verlässt, wird im Schweinestall enden.
To the one that leaves the heavenly home will end up in the pigsty.
Impela lowo oshiyayo ikhaya lasezulwini isigcino sakhe phakathi engulubeni.
Und deshalb sollten wir noch viel dankbarer sein, was der Herr unter uns tut.
That is why we must be so much more thankful for that which the Lord is doing among us.
Ingakho kumele sibonge kakhulu lokhu uNkulunkulu akwenzayo phakathi kwethu.
Ich freue mich, dass noch so viele Jugendliche da sind.
I'm so thankful that there's still so many young people here.
Denn wir leben in einer schlimmen Zeit.
Because we are living in a terrible time.
Und wer gehofft hat, dass es von Jahr zu Jahr besser wird?
Impela ngiyabonga kakhulu kuba abasha abaningi basekhona phakathi kwethu ngoba izikhathi esiphila kuzo zinzima.
There was always a hope that it would get better.
Wer wird am Ende enttäuscht sein?
And to the one who has that hope in the end will be disappointed.
Siphila izikhathini ezinzima, izikhathi zokugcina. Uma singalitholi leli themba, siyoshona ekufeni.
Ich komme aus Europa.
I come out of Europe.
Babu qhamuka Europe.
Aus Deutschland.
Germany.
EGermany.
Und kenne Europa auch ein bisschen.
And I know Europe a little bit.
Babu yalazi Europe kancane nje.
Ich dachte immer, es gibt nur ungezogene Kinder in Europa.
I thought that it was only Europe where you had children that were not well behaved.
Aber als ich 1984 bei der Freizeit war,
but in 1984, when I was at the youth conference,
babe becabanga ukuthi bekuse Europe phela lapho kunengane ezingalaleli, kodwa ngo 1984 ekhona Europe.
Da sind mir doch auch ungezogene Kinder aus Südafrika begegnet.
And they are also met up with some children that were not brought up well.
Khona ngesikhathi ekhona naye semncane wahlangana nezinye izingane nazo bezingalaleli zingakhuliswanga kahle.
Aber man ist dankbar, wenn man hört von der Frucht, die durch diese Freizeiten entstanden sind.
But it is wonderful and one is thankful if you look at the fruit that comes from these conferences.
kodwa isithelo esisibonayo esiphuma kulezi inkonzo sihle kakhulu.
In diesen Tagen wurde in einer Botschaft etwas gesagt.
These days, in one of the sermons, something was said.
Kulezi inkonzo phakathi kwenye yazo inkonzo kukhona ke kwashiwo.
Es wurde ein Bibelwort gebraucht.
A word out of the Bible was used.
Izwi eliqhamuka ezwini lenkosi lelasetshenziswa.
Oder es wurden viele Bibelworte gebraucht.
But there were many passages that were used out of the Bible.
Aber eins aus dem Römerbrief, Kapitel 1.
But the one out of the book of Romans, chapter 1.
Vers 20, glaube ich, ist es.
Elinye lawo silthola encwadini kwabaseRoma isahluko sokuqala.
Und dort steht, dass der Mensch, der undankbar ist, der Gott nicht für alles dankt und preist, dass er von Gott verworfen ist.
In verse 21 and verse 22, to the one that does not thank the Lord, the Lord has forsaken him.
Elinye lawo lamavesi qale vesi lika 21 kuya ku 22 ngokuba kuthe bemazi uNkulunkulu ngabamdumisanga ngabambonganga njengoNkulunkulu kodwa balutheka ekuzindleni kwabo izinhliziyo zabo inhliziyo yabo engaqondiyo yabamnyama.
Bis zu dem Moment, wo er umkehrt und ganze Sache mit Gott macht.
Where your heart has been darkened, but up until that point, where God intervenes and He can change your life.
Lapho inhliziyo ishintshiwe yenziwa yabamnyama, yilapho kuphela lapho uNkulunkulu engakwazi ukuthi asindise.
Und mir kam ein Gedanke, könnte es sein, dass unsere Kinder so ungezogen sind, weil die Eltern sie nie gelehrt haben, Gott für alles zu danken?
And I thought, could it be that our children are so badly behaved because their parents did not teach them to thank the Lord?
Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi kungenzeka yini ukuthi njengoba ingane zethu zingalaleli ngalendlela ingoba mhlambe asizifundisanga indlela zikaNkuluNkulu yini.
Dann können wir auch nichts anderes erwarten. Dann können wir nur ungezogene Kinder erwarten.
We cannot expect anything else. All we can expect are children that do not behave.
Akukho okunye esingakulindela ingane nje ezingalaleli.
Wir lehren die Kinder alles Mögliche, alles was Danke und Bitte, aber lehren wir sie auch Danke Gott alle Zeit für alles.
We teach the children so much. Say thank you, say please. But do we teach them to thank God? Do we thank God enough?
Siyazifundisa ingane ukuba zithi ngiyabonga, zikwazi ukucela, kodwa siyazifundisa yini ingane ukuba zikwazi ukumbonga uNkulunkulu, zibe nenhliziyo ezimbongayo uNkulunkulu.
Ich wurde nicht in eine gläubige Familie geboren.
I was not born into a Christian family.
Ubaba uthakazalelwanga emndenini okholwayo.
Meine Eltern wollten mit Gott nichts zu tun haben.
My parents didn't want anything to do with God.
Abazali bami, bazali bakababa, bebengafuni lutho uNkulunkulu.
Und so bin ich schon als kleines Kind aufgewachsen mit all dem Bösen, mit dem ich geboren bin.
And as a child, I was raised, grew up with all those ungodly and other ungodly children.
Ngiseyingane ngakhula nezinye ingane nazo ebezingamfuni uNkulunkulu.
Ihr müsst wissen, was ihr seht, werdet ihr ernten.
You know this. That which you sow, you will reap.
Lokho okutshalayo, yilokho ozokuvuna.
Meine Eltern wollten einen ordentlichen Jungen aus mir machen.
My parents wanted to make a proper man out of me.
Abazali bami bebefuna ukuba bangakhe ngibe yindoda yangempela.
Aber es gab eine große Schwierigkeit.
But there was a great difficulty.
Und das war ich, weil ich wollte nicht.
The problem was me, because I didn't want to.
Inkinga bekuyimina ngoba mina bengafuni ukulalela.
Ich wollte mein Leben leben. Ich wollte mir von niemand was sagen lassen.
I wanted to live my own life. No one could say anything to me.
Bengifuna ukwenza nje impilo yami, ngiphile lokho engikuthandayo, lokho engikuthandayo, yilokho bengikwenza.
Und so bin ich auch als Kind als wie ein Lügner, ein Betrüger.
And as a child, I was a liar, a deceiver.
Ngiseyingane benginamanga futhi nginobuqili.
Zanken, streiten, hauen, schlagen gehörte alles dazu.
Just to fight and to shout and to quarrel, all of that went along.
Ngilokho ngilwa, ngimemeza, ngingalaleli nje.
Und auch immer wieder die Schule, bei uns sagt man Schwänzen. Ich glaube, gibt es hier ein Wort dafür?
And I would always bunk school.
Bese futhi bengahambi mase kufika isikhathi sokuya esikolweni ngidodja.
Weil der Lehrer sollte mir nichts zu sagen haben.
Teachers, they couldn't tell me anything.
Othisha bebengakwazi nokungitshela nje lutho.
Und so fing ich an, das Böse zu lieben.
And I started to love evil.
Bese futhi ngaqala ukuthanda ububi.
Nun möchte ich kurz einen Text aus dem Matthäus-Evangelium, Kapitel 3, Vers 8.
I would like to read a word out of Matthew chapter 3, verse 8.
Thanda ukufunda evangelini ngokaMatthewu isahluko sesithathu, ivesi lika 8.
Seht zu, dass ihr rechtschaffende Frucht der Buße bringt. Denkt nur nicht, dass ihr bei euch sagen könnt, wir haben Abraham zum Vater, denn ich sage euch, Gott vermag dem Abraham aus diesen Steinen Kinder zu erwecken.
Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham.
Ngakho vezani izithelo ezifanele ukuphenduka. Ningacabangi ukuba ningasho phakathi kwenu ukuthi sinobaba uAbraham ngokuba ngithi kini uNkulunkulu angamvusela uAbrahama abantwana kulawa matshe.
Gott ist es möglich, aus Steinen Kinder zu machen.
With God it is possible, out of stones to make children.
KuNkulunkulu kungenzeka ukuba ematsheni uNkulunkulu akhe ingane.
Da sind viele, die sagen, wir sind Abrahams Söhne.
Many say we are children of Abraham.
Abaningi bathi bangabantwana bakaAbraham.
Aber Abrahams Sohn zu sein bedeutet in erster Linie in allem gehorsam zu sein.
But to be a son of Abraham, first of all, means to be obedient in everything.
Kodwa ukuba yindodana kaAbrahama kusho ukuthi kumele qala ulalele kukho konke.
Und als ich über den Stein nachdachte, von dem aus dem der Herr Kinder erwecken will.
And when I thought of these stones which the Lord would make children of.
Uma sengicabanga ngale abantwana laba uNkulunkulu angakha ngabo akulamatshe uNkulunkulu angakha ngawo abantwana.
Da erkannte ich, dass ich der Stein bin.
And I acknowledged that I was the stone.
Ngase ngivume impela ukuba mina ngiyitshe.
Denn durch alles, was ich schon gelebt hatte als Kind, wurde mein Herz immer härter.
Everything that I went through as a child, my heart got harder and harder.
Gonke ngidlule kukhona ngisakhula, inhliziyo yami yaphenduka itshe ilokhu balukhuni ngaphezu kobunye ubukhulu.
So dass mein Herz am Ende so hart war, dass es mit einem riesigen Hammer zerschlagen werden musste.
In the end, my heart was so hard that a great hammer had to be used to break it.
Isigcino inhliziyo yami yabalukhuni ngalendlela ukuba kwadingeka isando sangempela ukuba ithambe inhliziyo.
Und ich kann für dieses Wort kann ich nur Gott danken.
For this word I can only thank God.
Ngalokhu ngalomsebenzi uNkulunkulu awenze empilweni yami ngingambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu.
Und wir haben in den ganzen Botschaften haben wir jetzt schon gehört, dass Gott von diesem Stein freimachen kann, von diesem Felsen freimachen kann.
And with all the messages that we have heard, the Lord is able to make something out of this stone.
Ngayo yonke imbiko esiyizwile ngalezi inkonzo, uNkulunkulu angakwazi ukushintsha itshe alishintshe libe inyama.
Manches Mal weinen Mütter über ihre Kinder, weil wenn sie eine Antwort bekommen, ist es, als wenn sie mit einem Stein beworfen werden.
There are mothers that weep about their children, because if they get an answer out of the child, it is as if their child is throwing them with stones.
Kunengane eziningi abazali bazo bayakhala, bayakhala omama, ngoba lezi ngane lezi omama bathi bekhuluma, kodwa inhliziyo ikhuni.
Und umso mehr du dieses Leben weiterlebst, das du lebst, umso härter wird dein Herz werden.
And the more and more you live this life, the harder and harder your heart will get.
Ngokuqhubeka uphila leyo mpilo yongalaleli, njalo inhliziyo iba khuni.
Nun kann jeder mal sich selbst prüfen, wie sein Herz aussieht.
Now, each and everyone can test themselves. What is the condition of your heart?
Manje ke ilo nalowo angayihlola inhliziyo yakhe ukuba injani na.
Denn das ganze Lügen und Betrügen hat ja nicht aufgehört, erst als ich mich bekehrt habe.
The lying and the deceiving didn't come to an end only when I got converted.
Ukuqamba amanga nobuqili abuzange buphele kodwa kuphela lapho ngiqala ukuthobela inkosi.
Ich war für meine Eltern eine große Schande, eine große Plage, so dass sie mich am liebsten losgeworden wären.
To my parents I was a disgrace, an absolute trouble. All they wanted was just to get rid of me.
Kubazali bami bengihlazo, umuntu ohlupho, impela nje abazali bebeze bafuna ukuba bangisuse nje ngisho ekhaya.
Sie konnten mir nichts recht machen. Ich wollte immer genau das Gegenteil.
I could never do what they wanted, always the opposite.
Njalo bengenza okuphambene nalokho abakufunayo abazali, bengakwazi, bengenawo amandla okwenza lokho abakufunayo abazali.
Und im Sündenleben sucht man ja immer Gleichgesinnte.
And in the life of sin, that is exactly what you also look for.
Nasempilweni yesono kunjalo, wenza njalo lokho ongakufuni.
So waren wir immer mehrere Jungs zusammen.
And that is why you found that it was a gang of boys always together.
Ingakho uzothola njalo ukuba kuzoba nensizwa zibe iqembu nje zizama zilokho zinamanga zingalaleli.
Und jeder wollte der Beste, der Größte sein.
Each one wanted to be the biggest and the greatest.
Ilo nalowo ufuna nje ukuba kubonakale yena ebonakale umuntu onamandla futhi emkhulu kunabanye.
Da ging's Kräfte messen.
It was all about how much strength you possessed.
Njalo bekungukuthi wena unamandla amanga kanani.
So früh als möglich Alkohol und Zigaretten zu probieren.
As early as possible to try out alcohol and cigarettes.
Sukela nje ebusheni umuntu esemncane uzama ukuphuza ugologo uyabhema futhi.
In der Großstadt, in den Kaufhäusern alles eingesteckt, was man stehlen konnte.
In the malls, in the shops, wherever you went, you tried to just put whatever you could in your pocket.
Edolobheni, emamoli, nakuyitolo, uyantshontsha njalo.
Oft Sachen, die man eigentlich gar nicht brauchte.
And often it was things you didn't actually need.
Kaningi ntshontshisa into angazidingi nozidinga.
Nur um vor den anderen zu stehen und sagen zu können, schau mal, was ich gemacht habe. Toll, ne?
Just to stand before the others and say, look what I've done. Isn't that something?
Kufuna nje ukuba ubonwe ngabanye ukuba buka mina ngitshontsheni.
Dass es Jugendbanden und Kinderbanden sogar gab.
Youth gangs, children gangs, that's what was about.
Impela uhlala negangi nabangani bakho ufuna ubonakala njengomuntu oyisigebengu.
Das habe ich alles miterlebt und meine Eltern auch.
And all of that I experienced and my parents as well.
Njalo nje impilo yami yayinjalo nabazali bami bekubona lokho.
Eines Tages saß ich mit meiner Mutter am Tisch.
There was a day I sat with my mother at table.
Und dann sagte sie mir etwas.
And then she said something to me.
Kwakunosuku ngihleli nomame wami setafuleni kukhona uma akusho kumina.
Wenn du so weitermachst, wie du jetzt lebst, schon als Kind, wirst du im Gefängnis enden.
If you live the way you are living now as a child, you will end up in prison.
Uma uqhubeka ngalendlela ophila ngayo manje, isigcino sakho uyaphakathi ejele.
Wisst ihr, wie sie darauf kam?
And you know how she came on that?
Das, was ich jetzt gesagt habe, das Lügen, Stehlen, Betrügen und Ärgern und was nicht alles, das ist kriminell.
This lying, this stealing, this violence, all of that is criminal.
Uyazi ukuthi uma wafikela kanjani kulokho ingenxa yempilo ebengiyiphila, ukuntshontsha, ukuqamba amanga, konke lokho ubugebengu.
Sie hat in meinem Leben die gewaltige kriminelle Energie erkannt, die in mir steckt.
She was able to identify this energetic criminal within me.
Uma wakwazi ukubona lesi sigebengu esinamandla esiqhubekayo ekubona uma kimina lokho.
Manchmal denken die Eltern, ach, das ist, sind ja Kinder, die sind noch nicht erwachsen, die wissen noch nicht, was richtig und falsch ist.
There are times when parents say, oh, those are just children. They're still growing up. They don't really understand what the adults are about.
Wesikhathi abazali bayakhuluma bathi hayi kuseyingane kusekuncane akwazi lutho ukuthi kwenzani.
Wisst ihr, warum ich so rede, Kinder?
Do you know why I'm speaking like this, children?
Niyazi ukuthi ingane ukuba ngikhulume ngalendlela abantwana.
Ich war auch mal ein Kind.
I also was a child.
Ngoba nami ngangingumntwana.
Ich war eher ein Strolch, eher ein Bandit als ein Kind der Eltern.
I was more like a criminal, a bandit, other than a child of my parents.
Ngifana nje nesigebengu, umuntu ongalaleli, umuntu nje ohlala ngisho ngaphandle nje ekhaya, hayi umntwana okhuliswe yabazali.
In der Schule hatte ich die größte Klappe.
I was the one in the school who had the biggest say.
Kwakuyimina ngisho esikolweni, fanele kulalelwe mina nje.
Weil von der Kraft her konnte ich mir das erlauben.
Because of the strength I had, I was able to do that.
Ngenxa yamandla enganginawo, ngangikwenza lokho.
Im letzten Schuljahr habe ich meinem damaligen Lehrer gedroht.
In my last year of school, I threatened my teacher.
Ngonyaka wami wokugcina esikolweni ngisho bono thisha ngaze ngabasabisa.
Wehe, wenn ich ihn mal auf der Straße alleine treffe.
Oh, woe on you if I meet you alone on the street.
Asengibatshela othisha ukuba uyabona thisha uma mina nawe sihlangana nje ngisho estradweni uzongithola kahle.
Und hat das ernst genommen.
And he took that seriously.
Impela uthisha wesaba wabona ukuthi lo muntu angathi ukhuluma iqiniso.
Nach der Schulzeit begann ich eine Lehre im Metallberuf.
After school I started a trade in metalwork.
Emva kwesikole ngase ngiqala ukusebenza ngensimbi.
Bis dahin hatte ich aber schon meinen ersten Einbruch hinter mir.
By then already I had the first burglary under my name.
Ngaleso sikhathi bese ngiqalile ukungena emizini ngithatha izinto zabantu.
Und dann war das eine Zeit, in der die Rock'n'Roll-Musik nach Europa kam.
And that was a time when rock and roll music came to Europe.
Ngaleso sikhathi beseqalile ungena umculo we rock and roll e-Europe.
Und da gab es ja viele Gruppen, die live Musik gemacht haben.
And there were many bands that performed live at that time.
Bekunenhlangano eziningi zabantu abadlala lo mculo lona.
Und automatisch kamen auch die Drogen mit.
And automatically, drugs came with it.
Impela njengokufanele ama drugs idakamizwa bezihamba nawo lo mculo lo.
Dass man so früh als möglich schon im Leben geraucht hat.
As early as possible in your life that you started smoking that.
Isikhathini umuntu esemusha waqala ukubhema lezi idakamizwa.
Aber die Drogen und der Alkohol und die Party, die waren jedes Mal fürs Wochenende geplant.
The drugs, the alcohol, the parties were always planned for the weekends.
Idakamizwa, amaparty, ugologo njalo bekuba ngempelasonto.
Und dann kam auch das Thema Nummer 1 auf.
And then the number 1 theme and point came up.
Bese into phambili kunazo zonke lezi zinto yafika.
Und das waren die Mädchen.
And that was the girls.
Amantombazane.
Interessant, wie der Mensch sich verändern kann, wenn er ein Mädchen gewinnen will.
It's amazing how someone can be transformed when they're trying to woo a girl.
Ungamangala uma umuntu esezama ukuthola intombi indlela azoba namanga ngayo abe nobuqili.
Der größte Strolch, der ich war, konnte sich wie ein Gentleman benehmen.
The greatest bandit that I was, I could change myself and become a gentleman.
Ngamangala isigebengu engangiyisona, kodwa uma sengifuna ukukhuluma nentombazane ngizishintshe ngibe umuntu nje okahle ngibe ngumnumzane.
Du wirst zum perfekten Schauspieler, wenn du den Herrn nicht kennst.
The perfect actor you become if you do not know the Lord.
Impela uba umuntu ozenzisayo uma ungazani nenkosi.
Und dann luden wir die Mädchen zu den Partys ein.
And then we would invite the girls, the ladies to the parties.
Und dann haben wir Alkohol getrunken, aber die Mädchen haben damals noch keinen Alkohol getrunken.
And we would drink alcohol, but the ladies at that time, they didn't drink alcohol.
Besiyabiza amantombazane uma sizoba neparty, kodwa ngaleso sikhathi amantombazane engaphuza ugologo.
Aber dann haben wir sie überzeugt, dass Alkohol etwas Gutes ist.
And then we convinced them that alcohol was something good.
Kodwa sabatshela ukuthi cha, ukuphuza ugologo kuyinto enhle.
Du kannst alles vergessen, du kannst lustig sein und du brauchst nicht an morgen denken. Du kannst alles zurückstellen. Trink doch mal ein Glas oder zwei.
You can forget everything. You can become joyful. Tomorrow you won't remember what you did yesterday. So why don't you just try a glass?
Sibatshela manje ukuthi cha, uma usuphuzile ugologo uzokhohlwa ikho konke. Phuza nje noma inglaze yodwa.
Und wenn die Mädchen betrunken waren, war es eine Leichtigkeit, das zu haben, was man haben wollte.
And when the ladies were drunk, it was easy to get that which you were looking for.
Mädchen, seid vorsichtig vor den Jungs. Die, die den Herrn nicht kennen, die haben nur eins im Kopf.
Girls, be careful what you are like before the boys, especially those that do not have the Lord in their heart, because they only have one thing on their mind.
Qaphelani ke amantombazane, ngoba lapho lamantombazane esedakiwe ugologo besenza noma yini esithandayo ukubona. Uma insizwe engazani noNkulunkulu, qaphela wentombazane.
Passt gut auf, wenn Jungs ganz freundlich sich annähern.
Take careful note. Be very careful when the boys come and they are very friendly.
Aphela ntombazane xwaya uma insizwa seziqala ukusondela, zizenza abantu abahomnumzane, zizama ukuzenza ukuba zibe abantu abahle.
Keiner kann besser lügen als der Junge, der ein Mädchen, ja, wie soll ich sagen, wir sind Kinder, ne? Der es mit einem Mädchen treiben will.
There is no boy or man that can be so gentlemanlike if all he is looking for is a girl.
Akekho umuntu oba umnumzane abukeke ngathi muhle njengensizwa uma isinobuqili ifuna intombazane.
Und da gab's Orte, an denen ist es uns am leichtesten gefallen, in Kontakt zu kommen mit den Mädchen.
And there were certain places which were the easiest for us to get into contact with the ladies.
Futhi bekunendawo lapho bekuba lula khona ukuba sithole amanye amantombazane.
Das war dann schon im Teenageralter, wo man Diskotheken besucht hat. Das war ein ganz was Neues aus Amerika.
That was already in our teenage years. When you would go to discos, it was something new out of America.
Besebasha ngaleso sikhathi kunento eqhamuka eAmerika indaba yama disco.
Aber da komme ich später noch mal drauf zurück.
But I'll still get back to that a bit later.
Sizobuyela futhi kulokho.
Dann bin ich von zu Hause, also während der ganzen Zeit über wuchs in mir der Gedanke, wenn ich 18 Jahre alt bin, nichts wie weg von zu Hause.
And with all of this going on, this thought just grew on me. As soon as I'm 18, I'm out of the home.
Kwasekuqala lo mcabango kimina ukuba uma sengifika nje eminyakeni ewu-18 ngiyaphuma ekhaya.
Und das habe ich gemacht, als ich 18 war, ausgelernt hatte, bin ich in die Großstadt Hamburg.
At 18, finished my studies, I went into the big city of Hamburg.
Lapho sengiqeda isikole ngineminyaka ewu-18, ngaphuma ekhaya, ngaya kwelinye idolobha ekuthiwa yiHamburg.
Noch einmal zu der Musik.
And another point to, regarding the music.
Elinye iphuzu maqondana nomculo.
Ich schieb mal etwas zwischen ein jetzt.
I'm just putting something else in between.
Okunye nje ngikufakayo nje lokho.
Nach meiner Bekehrung habe ich viele Drogensüchtige getroffen.
After I got converted, I met many drug addicts.
Uma sengiphenduka, ngahlangana nabaningi ebebebhajiwe idakamizwa.
Und ich hatte immer eine Frage an sie.
And I always had a question for them.
Futhi benginombuzo ebengibabuza wona.
Was hast du zuerst gemacht? Drogen, Musik gehört und dann Drogen genommen oder Drogen genommen und dann Drogen, Musik gehört?
Did you combine drugs and music first and then do more drugs? Or did you first do drugs and then was drugs and music?
Bengibabuza ukuba ubuhlanganisa yini umusic kanye nedakamizwa noma mhlambi kwaqala umusic lona lemculo lena bese wawuseke ungena edakamizweni.
Fast alle sagten, sie haben zuerst die Musik gehört.
Almost all of them said, we first listened to the music.
Cishe bonke babesho kumina ukuba ngaqale ngalalela lo mculo lona.
Das hinterlässt den starken Eindruck, dass die ersten Droge durch die Ohren kommt.
And that leaves us with this thought and this point that the first drug comes in through the ears.
Bese lokhu kuyasivezela iphuzu lokuthi isidakamizwa sokuqala saqala sangena la ezindlebeni.
Vielleicht bist du noch klein und hörst gerne diese Musik.
Maybe you're young and you love listening to this music.
Mhlawumbe usemusha uyathanda ukulalela le mculo le.
Und nimmst noch keine Drogen.
You are not taking drugs.
Mhlawumbe wena awukaqali ukubhema idakamizwa.
Aber du bist auf dem Weg dorthin.
But you are on the way to drugs.
Kodwa ususendleleni eqonde khona idakamizweni.
Ich kann vieles aus dem eigenen Leben berichten. Und es bestätigt sich, wenn andere darüber sprechen.
I can testify of many things that were in my life and what others are also saying.
Ngingakufakazela okuningi obekusempilweni yami nabanye nabo bakufakazile.
Also Vorsicht, mit Vorsicht genießen.
That's why be careful what you enjoy.
Ich kam nach Hamburg, bin dort zur Seefahrt gegangen.
In Hamburg, I went on the ocean.
Hamburg ist eine Großstadt im Norden von Deutschland.
Hamburg is a big city in the north of Germany.
Weltbekannt, weil sie ein Viertel hat, wo nur Nachtleben stattfindet.
And it is worldwide, it's known worldwide because they have a nightlife part of the town.
IHamburg idolobha elikhulu khona eHamburg futhi iyaziwa ngokuthi abantu bayaphuma ebusuku bahambe bethi beyijabulisa.
Yeah, like in Joburg you've got your different areas, your hillbrows and that.
Ungakufanisa nedolobha mhlambi njengaseGoli.
Und dort ist Tag und Nacht, ist dort sind die Bars offen, die Bordelle sind offen, alles ist offen rund um die Uhr.
Where 24 hours a day, the bars, the brothels, they are open.
Lapho njalo noma ufike emini noma ebusuku njalo uzothola ukuthi indawo zokuphuza ugologo zivuliwe nabaqwayiza abadayisa ngomzimba indawo zivuliwe.
Ngiyaxolisa kakhulu abasha abaseshowe bayacela ukuthi ngokuthula singaphazamisa inkonzo siphume ngoba imoto silindile abasha abaseshowe.
Okay. In diesem Viertel war ich zuerst, als ich nach Hamburg kam.
And that's where I went, where I was when I was in Hamburg.
Bis dahin hat sich meine Kriminalität schon langsam zum Profi entwickelt.
By that time, I was already a professional criminal.
Ngaleso sikhathi bese ngiyisigebengu impela esiphambili.
Ein Jahr lang war ich auf dem Schiff unterwegs in Südamerika.
And then I went with the ship. For 1 year I was on a ship in South America.
In Europa, in Marokko.
In Europe, Morocco.
Ngasengihamba ngomkhumbi obuhamba njalo uya khona South America, khona Europe nase Morocco.
Nach einem Jahr habe ich die Seefahrt aufgegeben.
And after a year I gave up my being a sailor.
Ngiyacela nje weyinsizwa sike sithi ukuthula umsindo nje singaphazamisi thine siphumayo. Cela nje siphume ngokuthula ke sithule umsindo weyinsizwa.
Bin zurückgekommen und bin in diesem Viertel des Nachtlebens geblieben.
And I came back from the ocean and I went and I spent my time in the nightlife.
Njalo ngaqhubeka nalempilo ngihamba indawo ebusuku ngithi ngiyazithokozisa.
Und bin dort hab dort begonnen als barkeeper in einer Bar zu arbeiten.
I started off being a barkeeper in one of the bars.
Ngasengiqala ngisebenza kwezinye indawo ezidayisa ugologo ngidayisa ugologo khona.
In discotheken.
In the discos.
Nawo ama disco.
Und hatte von da an immer eine Freundin, die eine Prostituierte war.
And from that time on, I had a girlfriend who was a prostitute.
Sukela ngaleso sikhathi nganginentombazane ngithi intombi yami kodwa futhi idayisa ngomzimba.
Später wurde ich selbst Bordellbesitzer.
And later I had my own brothel.
Kodwa emva kwesikhathi ngagcina nami senginendawo lapho nginabaqwayizi bedayisa ngomzimba besebenzela mina.
Nun ist das, was Herz, das im Kinderleben schon hart wurde, noch härter geworden.
And that heart that had gotten hard as a child got even harder.
Leyo nhliziyo eyayibukhuni usukele ebunganeni bami yaqhubeka yaya ngoba likhuni ngaphezulu kunangaphambili.
Then jetzt begann kamen neue Sachen hinzu in meinem Leben.
Because now new things were added to my life.
Ngoba manje sekunezinye izinto esezinezelekela empilweni yami ezimbi.
Wir gründeten einen Club.
We founded a club.
Saze saqala iclub.
Und die Polizei nannte uns kriminelle Vereinigung.
And the police called us the criminal union.
Amaphoyisa ebese sibiza impela njengegebengu inhlangano yegebengu.
Jetzt kam zur Prostitution Menschenhandel.
Added to the prostitution was now a trafficking of people.
Waffenhandel.
And to also deal with arms.
Drogenhandel.
And drugs.
Ngaphezu kwalokhu kuba kunalabo abasebenzelayo bedayisa ngomzimba bese futhi besiye sithatha abantu sishushumbisa abantu sibadayise.
Glücksspiel. Gambling.
Gambling as well.
Bese futhi ne gambling ibikhona la.
Und wir waren eine Vereinigung, die mehrere Bordelle besaß und in der laufenden Zeit ungefähr 100 Prostituierte bei uns durchgingen.
We were a union that had many brothels and we had over 100 prostitutes under us.
Sishe besine nabantu amantombazane bedayisa ngomzimba phezu kwa 100.
Ngicela ukuthi manje lokho kukhulunywa la cela silalele lokho kukhulunywa la akuthina sodwa esikuzwayo nesikubonayo kukhona nabanye abantu ababukayo lento esiyenzayo la nabalalele lokho sikushoyo ngicela singakuhumushi ukuze singabi nehlazo kodwa siyacela kakhulu ngapha ngasenzizweni sesiyakhuluma abantu baphesheya bamanya amazwe sibebona ukuthi hawu kwanti laba bantu bala eAfrica abanayo inhlonipho yini kanti abantu bakwaZulu nezinye izizwe zaseAfrica siyaziwa ngenhlonipho. Ngakho ke ngiyacela ukuthi asinikeze inhlonipho ubaba ngoba lamaphuzu awashoyo abalulekile kakhulu ukuthi siwazwe kahle ukuze sikwazi ukuthi sisizakale nathi. Cela nama-asha size ukuthi siyehlise umsindo silalele simphithuba ubaba kuloko akushoyo.
In diesem Viertel beherrschten wir einen großen, in diesem Nachtviertel beherrschten wir einen großen Teil.
And in this nightlife, we were in control of a big portion of it.
Lempilo besiyiphila konke lokhu kade sikwenza ebusuku kwaba impilo besiyiphila nje kuyimpilo yethu.
Wir haben alles gemacht, um Geld zu erwerben, egal, illegal, legal. Hauptsache die Summe stimmte.
We did whatever we could, whether it was legal or illegal, to make money. All that we wanted was a sum at the end.
Besenza noma ikuphi esifisa ukwenza, noma kusemthethweni, noma kungekho emthethweni, uma nje sikwazi ukuba senza imali ngalokho esikwenzayo.
Und jetzt kommt eine Stelle, wo ich mich heute noch am meisten verschäme.
And now I get to a part which even today I am ashamed of.
Bese ngifika manje endaweni impela engenzela amahloni kuze kube nanamhlanje.
In circa 20 Jahre in diesem Nachtleben gewesen.
About 20 years I was part of this nightlife.
Cishe iminyaka engamashumi amabili ngikuyona leyo mpilo leyo
Und in den 20 Jahren habe ich viele Mädchen zur Prostitution gebracht.
And in those 20 years, I brought so many ladies, girls into being prostitutes.
Kule umnyaka engamashumi amabili ngafaka amantombazana amaningi ukuba bakube kuyo lempilo le engcolile yokudayisa ngomzimba.
Und das Gesetz bei uns hat mir noch dabei geholfen.
And the law we had there actually helped me get that cause.
Empeleni bengiye ngisebenzise nabanye abasemthethweni ukuba bangisize ukuba ngiqhubeke nalowo msebenzi.
Die Mädchen wurden mit 18 Jahren volljährig, konnten über ihr Leben selbst bestimmen.
At 18 years, a person becomes owner of their life.
Uma umuntu eseba neminyaka ewu 18, uzothola ukuthi uzocabanga ukuthi manje impilo yakhe isesandleni sakhe.
So wurde es uns immer leichter, Mädchen zur Prostitution zu führen.
And from there, so much more, it made it easier for us to lead girls into prostitution.
Sukela lapho ngenxa yalokho besikwazi ukuba sithatha amantombazana amaningi bese siwafaka ukuba adayise ngemzimba yawo.
Das ist keine kleine Sache. Das ist etwas, was einem sein Leben lang leid tut.
That is not a small matter. It is something that eternally you regret.
Leyo nto akusiyinto encane, akusiyinto elula. Leyo nto uze uzisole impilo yakho yonke.
Und wir als kriminelle Gruppe,
we as the criminal union,
thina silenhlangano yeyigebengu.
Wir trafen uns immer in einem Szenecafé, wo es auch Drogen gab.
And we would always come meet together in this one place, and there were always drugs.
Besinendawo besiloko sihlangana kuyona sineyidakamizwa futhi sibhema idakamizwa.
Dort tranken wir Alkohol, rauchten Haschisch, machten alles, was eigentlich verboten war.
There we would drink alcohol, smoke marijuana, did everything which was illegal.
Lapho besiye sihlangane, siphuza ugologo, sibheme insango, senze konke nje okungekho emthethweni.
Nun beginnt der schönere Teil von meiner Geschichte.
But now, the more beautiful part of the story starts.
Kodwa manje ke, eyona ndawo lapho kwashintsha khona izinto, siyaqala.
Ich hoffe, ihr habt was aus den ersten Worten was gelernt.
I hope that out of those first words, there is something you've learned.
Ngiyathemba ukuba kule ngxenye yokuqala esenginicobelele yona kukhona okufundayo kukho.
Geh nicht leichtsinnig mit deinem Körper um.
Do not walk around and treat your body lightheartedly.
Ungalokhu uqhubeka impilo yakho umzimba wakho uphathe noma kanjani uthathe kalula.
Das sind Mächte, die wollen dich in die Dunkelheit ziehen.
There are forces that want to force you into darkness.
Kunemimoya emibi nabantu ababi abathanda ukuba bakuthathe bakufake emsebenzini wemimoya emibi yobumnyama.
Und die kommen süß wie Honig.
And they come as sweet as honey.
Kodwa bayafika beze kuwena bebonakala njengabantu abaswiti njengoju.
Aber in diesem Drogencafé kam auch ein junger Mann, der sich mal bekehrt hatte.
In this cafe where you use drugs, someone came to us who had previously gotten converted.
La kule ndawo besihlanganela kuyona, wafika omunye obekade naye esebenzisa idakamizwa, ekade ethi usewaphenduka.
Ich stand sehr, sehr oft vor Gericht.
Often I was standing before the law.
Kaningi ngangimi phambi kaNkulunkulu. Phambi komthetho.
Und ich habe jedes Mal, bevor ich in den Gerichtssaal gegangen bin, als Ungläubiger gebetet.
Before I went into the courtroom, I prayed as an unbeliever.
Kaningi ngesikhathi sengimi enkantolo bengiye ngithandaza uma ngifika khona.
Ich habe nicht die Augen zugemacht und die Hände gefaltet.
I didn't close my eyes and fold my hands.
Angizange mhlambi ngicimeze bese ngiyathandaza.
Ich habe gesagt, lieber Gott, lass mich hier heil wieder rauskommen.
I would say, my loving God, please let me come out of here in one piece.
Bengiye ngithi uNkulunkulu wami ongithandayo ngiyacela ngisize ngiphume kule ndawo.
Und Gott scheint das Gebet erhört zu haben.
And it seems like God heard that prayer.
Futhi bekubonela ngathi uNkulunkulu uyawuzwa lo mthandazo.
War nicht vorbestraft, konnte ganz normal leben.
Wasn't convicted and I could continue as a normal person.
Kodwa lapho bekungekho ukuhlabeka ngoba bebengibenza bengiye ngiqhubeka ukusuka lapho.
Vom Gefängnis war ich auch verschont.
And I was also saved. I didn't go to prison.
Beke kwenzeka ukuba ngingagcini sengiboshiwe phume ngiqhubeke nempilo yami ngalendlela kade ngiphila.
Denn verdient hatte ich das Gefängnis vielfach.
And I deserved to be in prison over and over.
Empeleni bekufanele ukuba ngibe phakathi ejele ngalendlela kade ngiphila ngayo.
Und so haben wir dort dann mit dem jungen Mann zusammengesessen, der sich bekehrt nannte.
And then we sat together with this man who said he was saved.
Sasehlala ke nalomuntu obethi naye usephendukile.
Und er hat versucht uns zu bekehren, uns Kriminelle.
And he tried to convert us criminals.
Why says amukushumayeza ukuba siphenduke nathi siyigebengu.
Aber er hat mit uns Haschisch geraucht, er hat mit uns Alkohol getrunken und hat uns dann von Jesus erzählt.
He would smoke marijuana with us, drink with us and then tell us about the Lord Jesus.
Kodwa ubephuza nathi abheme nathi insango bese futhi ethi usitshela ngoJesu.
Und das war ja viel interessanter als unsere Themen, weil wir dachten ja alle, wir kennen die Bibel.
And that was, yeah, it was interesting to us because we all thought we knew the Bible.
Awuse siyamangala ke thina ukuthi hawo lo muntu wenza kanjani manje ngoba besithi nathi siyalazi iBhayibheli.
Da heißt der Herr liebt auch die Prostituierten.
Because in God's, it was said the Lord also loves the prostitutes.
Ngoba besithi hayi cha siyeza ukuthi kuthiwa uNkulunkulu uyathanda nabaqwayizwe uyabathanda noma bephila leyo mpilo.
Kann ja bei uns dann nicht verkehrt sein, wir lieben sie auch.
And it can't be wrong with us because we also love them.
Sasithi thina hayi kusho ukuthi impela kuyiqiniso lokho ngoba nathi siyabathanda abaqwayizwe.
Dann heißt es, der Herr hat Wasser zu Wein gemacht. Dann haben wir gesagt, bring uns noch eine Flasche.
And then the word says the Lord changed the water to wine. So we said, well, bring us a bottle.
Sase sithi futhi siyeza ukuthi izwi lenkosi liyasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu washintsha amanzi wawenza iwayini. Sathi impela hayi nathi siyalithanda iwayini.
Dann haben wir ihn gefragt, wovon sollen wir uns dann bekehren?
So we asked him, what must we be converted of?
Ja, von den Prostituierten.
That you must be stop going to prostitutes.
Sase sibuza ke thina ukuthi manje sizophenduka kukuphi ngoba akukho ekufanele sikushintshe sishiyeke yini laba baqwayizi.
Aber du rauchst mit uns, du trinkst Alkohol mit uns, du machst alles was wir auch machen und jetzt sollen wir unser Geld aufgeben? Die Protestierten sind ja unser Geld.
Now you see, you drink with us, you smoke with us, but now we must leave the prostitutes, but the prostitutes, they're the ones that bring us the money.
Sase simangala ke thina ukuba wena uphuza nathi ubhema nathi kodwa manje sekufanele sibayeke labaqwayizi ngani na.
Und er ist fast verzweifelt.
And he was doubting.
Bese wayesengabaza ke lo muntu.
Er hat so vom Herrn Jesus erzählt, aber keiner hat sich bekehrt.
He just continued. He told us so much about the Lord Jesus, but no one got converted.
Dann hat er sich an sein Bett gekniet.
And then he knelt at his bed.
Sorry, lensizwa lena yayisiqhubeka njalo ilokhu isishumayeza, kodwa yayisiguqa ngamadolo embedeni wayo.
Und hat wirklich inständig gebetet.
And he earnestly prayed.
Yathandaza okwangempela.
Er hat gesagt, Herr, wenn es dich wirklich gibt, dann gib mir jetzt eine Gelegenheit, dass ich weiter mit dir gehen kann, sonst mache ich bei den anderen mit.
He said, Lord, if you are truly there, then make this work for me. Because if it doesn't work for me, then I will just as well join the others.
Yayisithandaza lensizwa yayisithi Nkosi ngiyacela ungisize ukuba lempilo engizamayo yokuba ngiphilele wena wenza ukuba kusebenze okwangempela uma kungenjalo ngizoqhubeka ngihlangane nalaba abazigebengu.
Und dann geschah das erste Wunder.
And then the first miracle happened.
Kwenzeka isimangaliso sokuqala.
Er bekam ein Traktat, ein Pamphlet von der Mission in die Hand.
And he received a pamphlet, a tract regarding the mission.
Wayesethola lensizwa yathola incwadi ebhaliwe eyayikhuluma ngemission.
Und hat gesagt, da fliege ich hin, das will ich sehen.
And he said, I'm going to fly there, I want to go and see it.
Yayisithi lensizwa ngizohamba ngiye khona ngebhanoyi ngibone le ndawo.
Und er war dann 1980-81 war er hier.
1980-1981, that's when he came here.
Und wir haben ihn eigentlich zu Hause vermisst in unserem Café.
And at home there in our cafe, we actually missed him.
Wir nannten ihn ja auch den Flower Power Christen. Er hatte so lange blonde Haare, wie ein Mädchen so lang. Und dann die ganze bunte Kleidung, Hippie Christen.
We called him the Flower Power Christian. He had long blonde hair, colorful shirt, so he was just a flower Christian.
Sasa simbiza ke thina njengomKristu oyimbali ngoba ubenenwe lezinto ezishaya la emahlombe engumuntu nje obuke othi ngumKristu kodwa indlela iyona ibukeka nje ngendlela engafanele.
So hatte ich ihn zuletzt gesehen.
And that's the last state I saw him in.
Ngamgcina mina eseyumuntu onjalo.
Es kann sein, dass ich nach 3 Monaten ungefähr, als ich zum Café ging,
about 3 months later, when I went to the cafe,
kam er mir entgegen.
And he walked towards me.
Ich habe ihn fast nicht wiedererkannt.
I almost didn't recognize him.
Ich
musste ihn fragen, ob er das ist.
I had to ask him, is this you?
Ja, das bin ich.
And yes, that's me.
Ich
sag, wie siehst du denn aus?
So, why look at the way you look?
Manje ingani usushintshile ngalendlela?
Er kam total verändert von hier zurück.
He came back totally changed.
Wabuya eseshintshile ngokupheleleyo.
Dann hatte er normalen Haarschnitt, normale Jacke, normale Hose. Ich dachte, da ist was passiert.
Normal haircut, normal jacket, normal pants. I said, something's happened here.
Inwele zakhe bezingasezinde ngalendlela kade ziyona indlela agqoka ngayo isishintshile nje ngokuphelele.
Dann habe ich ihn gefragt, wo kommst du denn her?
And I asked him, where have you come from?
Ja, ich war in Südafrika.
I was in South Africa.
Ngase ngimbuza ukuthi uqhamuka kuphi? Wayesethi uqhamuke South Africa.
Oh. By den Schwarzen. Ja.
Oh, by the black people. He goes, yes.
Muss man sich vor, meine Vorstellung von Mission war immer die, die es in der Zeitung gab. Da war dann ein großer Kochtopf, da saß der Missionar drin und die anderen sind alle mit dem Speer um den Topf. Und haben den Missionar gekocht. Das war meine Vorstellung von Mission.
Now you must picture this. My opinion, my picture of a missionary was a big black pot, a missionary inside with boiling water, and those with the spears wanting to pierce him.
Wayesethi ke kumina uqhamuke eNingizimu neAfrika seshintshile ngalendlela kodwa mina mase ngimbuza ukuthi hawu kubantu abantsundu ngoba mina mangicabanga ngama mission ngangicabanga ngafanisa nebhodwe elimnyama elishisayo bese uzothola abantu bephethe izikhali bejaha lo muntu lo othi uyimissionary.
Dann habe ich gesagt, was hast du denn da gemacht?
And I asked him, what did you do there?
Er sagte,
ich habe meine Sünden bekannt.
Said, I confessed my sins.
Das hört sich so nach Gehirnwäsche an.
It sounds like you have been brainwashed.
Und dann
sage ich, wie geht's? Ja, und dann hat Jesus zu mir geredet.
And then the Lord Jesus spoke to me.
Inkosi Jesu yayisikhuluma nami.
Jetzt habe ich gedacht, ist er verrückt geworden.
Now I thought he's totally gone off his mind.
Jetzt redet schon Jesus zu ihm.
Jesus is speaking to him now.
Asengimangala ukuthi hawu uthi inkosi Jesu sikhulume naye hawu usesangana umqondo yini.
Dann habe ich gefragt, was hat er denn gesagt, der Jesus?
And I asked him, what did the Lord Jesus say to you?
Asengimbuza ukuthi inkosi Jesu isitheni yakhuluma yathini kuwena?
Der hat gesagt, geh mal zu der Bank, wo ihr ein Ding gedreht habt, und stell dich.
He said, you go to the bank, there where you were doing your mischief, swindling the money, and you go and you report yourself.
Mir ist fast die Luft weggeblieben.
I was awestruck.
Ich sage, und was hast du gemacht?
And I asked him, well, what did you do?
Ngasengimangala ukuthi hawu ngempela isho njalo inkosi Jesu ukufika uzoxolisa.
Ich war da.
But he says, I was there.
Hab mich gestellt.
And I came and I reported myself.
Impela manje sengifikile ngizile kunina.
Aber dann bist du doch im Gefängnis und nicht hier.
So he then went and says, well, if you had gone to report yourself to the authorities, you should be in prison now, but I see you are here.
Manje lensizwe yayisihambile iyosiveza kulabo bomthetho ukuba zonke izinto kade izenza. Kodwa manje ngamangala ukuthi hawo usuphume kanjani wasinda kanjani ungaboshwa.
Und dann sagte er einen Satz, den habe ich nie vergessen.
And he said one sentence which I have never forgotten.
Jesus hat mir geholfen.
Jesus helped me.
Dass
die Verantwortlichen von der Bank mich nach Hause geschickt haben und haben gesagt, gehen Sie diesen Weg weiter.
And the authorities of the bank, they sent him back home and said, you continue walking on this way.
Wisst
ihr, ich habe ja gedacht, ich bin mutig und ich kann schon einiges. Aber mich irgendwo zu stellen, wo keiner weiß, dass ich das war für mich was Großes.
I thought that I was someone who had courage. But to go and mention to someone that doesn't even know what you have done, and you apologize, I thought, now that is courage.
Angikade ngithi mina ngibona isibindi kodwa ukuba uhambe kumuntu ongamazi bese ukhuluma iqiniso lokuthi ugange wenzani kupho kubo kwenzile.
Sein Leben war komplett verändert.
His life had totally changed.
Entschuldigung.
Lensizwa impilo yayo yayisishintshile ngokupheleleyo.
Und in mir kam ein Gedanke.
And I had a thought.
Wenn ich nochmal neu anfangen kann, würde ich das tun.
If only I could start afresh, I would do that.
Ngase ngiba nomcabango, uma ngingaqala phansi nami, ngithola ithuba, ingashintsha impilo yami.
Und irgendwie war in mir eine Hoffnung entstanden.
And in me there was a hope.
Ngaphakathi kumina kwavuka ithemba.
Um mein altes Leben abzugeben, weil das wurde immer gefährlicher für mich.
To take my old life and to leave it behind it, because it was getting more and more dangerous.
Ukuba ngithathe lempilo yami endala ngishiye ngoba manje bese ngise umuntu osengozini.
Da ging es auch oft um Mord.
Often it ended up in murder.
Im alten Leben.
In the old life.
Isikhathi esiningi bekuye kugcine umuntu esefile.
Und dann hat er mich eingeladen. zu einem Vortrag von den Missionaren, die von hier nach Europa gekommen sind.
And then he invited me to a function or to a time where the missionaries had come from here and they had come to Europe.
Yayisingimema lensizwa ukuba ngifike kwiinkonzo ezazizoba khona lapho bekusuka khona abefundisi ebebeshumayela la eSouth Africa baye beyoshumayela khona eEurope.
Und dann bin ich mit zu einem Gottesdienst gegangen.
So Kwasi Sabantu was in Europe and then he came and he attended one of the services.
Bese abebesuka khona la emishini kwasi Sabantu bebeyoshumayela khona beyothatha inkonzo khona eEurope.
Und im Gottesdienst sprach Missionar Erlo Stegen.
And then Reverend Stegen was the one who was taking the service and he said,
Ubaba umfundisi kwakuyena owayezothatha inkonzo wayisethi.
Und plötzlich sprach er über Ehebruch, über die ganzen Früchte des Fleisches, weiß ich heute.
And what when he spoke about being unfaithful in marriage and all the pleasures of this world and of the flesh.
Ubaba umfundisi wayeseshumayela ekhuluma ngokungathembeki emshadweni nangokuphila impilo yokuziphatha kabi uphila enyameni.
Und ich dachte, wer hat ihm denn mein Leben erzählt?
And I was thinking, who has told him about my life?
Ngase ngimangala ukuba ubaba umfundisi utshele ubani ngempilo yami.
Und dann kam eine Stimme zu mir.
And a voice came to me.
Wasekhuluma iphimbo kimina.
Und sagte, du bist auf dem Weg zur Hölle.
You are on the way to hell.
Wena usendleleni eqonde ngqo esihogweni.
Da war niemand, den ich kannte.
And there was no one there whom I knew.
Kodwa ubengekho umuntu ebengimazi lana.
Aber mir war so bewusst, dass das stimmt, was ich jetzt gehört habe.
But to me it was so clear that which I have heard is true.
Kodwa bekusobala kumina ukuba lokho engikuzwile manje kuyiqiniso.
Dass ich anschließend zu ihm ging.
And I went to him afterwards.
Habe ihn kennengelernt.
Got to know him.
Habe gesagt, da Sie sowieso schon meine Sünden wissen, kann ich Ihnen den Rest auch noch sagen.
He says, well, you already know my sins. So let me just tell you the rest of the story.
Ngase ngiye kubaba umfundisi ngakhuluma naye ngaqala ukwazana naye ngathi baba usuyazazi zonke izono zami sengizokhuluma konke.
Er hat gebetet und ich dachte, ich kann fliegen.
He prayed with me and I thought I could fly.
Wayesekhuleka nami ubaba ngazwela sengathi ngingandiza.
Eine riesige Last fiel von mir.
A great burden fell off my shoulders.
Umthwalo owawuhleze emahlombeni ami ngezwe usuthuliwe lo mthwalo.
Im selben Moment wurde mir bewusst, du musst zu jeder Person gehen und dich beugen und entschuldigen, besonders zu den Familien, wo du die Mädchen rausgeholt hast.
And at that moment it became clear to me, go and apologize to everyone you have wronged, especially the families of those whom you took their daughters and made prostitutes.
Ngaleso sikhathi kwabasobala kimina ukuba ngihambe ngiyoxolisa kubo bonke ebekade ngibaphethe kabi ngalendlela ngisho nemndeni yalamantombazana kade ngiwathathile esebenza la mina edayisa ngemzimba yawo.
Und da ist das Wunder geschehen, dass der Herr mir so gnädig war, dass alle Menschen mir vergeben haben.
And the miracle happened. The Lord was so gracious to me. Everyone I apologized to, they forgave me.
Kwenzeka isimanga uNkulunkulu waye nami bonke abantu engaya kubona ngixolisa bangithethelela.
Ich habe meine Sünden ans Licht gebracht, bei den Menschen in Ordnung gebracht.
I brought my sins to the light, made right with the people.
Eines Tages, Entschuldigung.
Ngazivezobala izono zami ngaxolisa ngathola intethelelo kubantu.
Eines Tages war ich an einem Ort, wo der Sisabantu-Chor auch war.
There was a time on one day where I was alone and the KwaSizwe Bantu choir was there as well.
Kwenzeka ngenyilanga bengihlezi ngikhona lapho bese kwafika nekhwaya lala ekhaya la KwaSizwe Bantu.
In Europa.
In Europe.
Khona Europe.
Und in einem Gottesdienst sprach der Prediger und fragte die Gemeinde, wessen Geistes Kind bist du?
And one of the services, the one who was preaching, asked, which spirit do you belong to?
Bese omunye owayekhona lapho umfundisi wayesebuza ukuba wena ungomoya wuphi umoya ohamba nawo.
Das hat mich getroffen wie ein Blitzlicht vor Augen.
It hit me like a lightning strike.
Kwase kungishaya, kwangishaya njengendlela enzima.
Plötzlich sah ich einen riesen Sack, den ich auf der Schulter hatte, bis zum Himmel.
Immediately I saw a great bag that was all the way up to heaven.
Mase ngibuka lokhu kwangishaya cishe njengonyazi, mase ngibuka kwaba ngathi kukhona isaka elihlayo lisuke ezulwini.
Und die Last hat mich so gedrückt, dass ich in den Nebenraum gegangen bin und dort auf dem Gesicht lag und meine Sünden alle so rausgekommen sind.
And the weight of that was so immense. I went into the room next door, I fell on my face, and all my sins came out.
Isindo saloku kade ngikubona kusuke ezulwini kwahlala phezu kwami kunamandla ngase ngene kamelweni kwabuya zonke izono zami.
In einem Moment habe ich mein ganzes Leben vor Augen gesehen.
At one moment I saw my whole life before my eyes.
Ngokushesha ngabona ngaleso sikhathi yonke impilo yami phambi kwami.
Und ich wusste, für das Leben, was du jetzt gesehen hast, hast du den Tod verdient.
And I saw the life that you have lived. You deserve death.
Ngase ngibuka yonke lempilo yami ngabona ukuthi lempilo oyiphilile wena ufanele ukufa.
Lag mit dem Gesicht auf der Erde und habe auf den Tod gewartet.
My face on the ground, I was waiting for death.
Ubuso bami bukhona phansi la ngikhona ngase ngibona ngilindele lapho kuba manje sengizofa.
Obwohl überall hell erleuchtet war.
Even though it was light all over.
Noma bekukhanya ngisho indawo yonke ngaleso sikhathi.
Was bei mir dunkel.
And within me it was dark.
Kodwa ngaphakathi kimina bekumnyama.
Und dann kniete der Gemeindeleiter neben mir.
One of the leaders of the congregation was kneeling next to me.
Omunye wabaholi bebandla ubequqile eduze nami.
Und hatte die Bibel geöffnet.
And opened the Bible.
Wavula iBhayibheli.
Und hat alle Stellen gelesen, wo es Vergebung geht.
And read all the portions where it refers to forgiveness.
Wafunda ingxenye eBhayibhelini ezahlukene ezikhuluma ngentethelelo.
Wer seine Missetat leugnet, dem wird's nicht gelingen. Aber wer sie bekennt, ist Gott treu und gerecht, dass barmherzig ist.
There is no sin too great, but to the one who confesses their sin, the Lord is true and faithful to forgive them.
Asikho isono engeke uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuba asithethelele athethelele leso sono uNkulunkulu.
Und aus diesen Texten fiel das Wort Vergebung wie ein Lichtschalter in mein Herz.
And all these texts, the word forgiveness was like a light switch in my heart.
Zonke lezi ndawo kade funda kuzona umntwana kaNkulunkulu zafana nokhanya enhlizweni yami.
Und für mich wurde es wieder taghell.
And for me, there was light, as in the day.
Sukela lapho kwakhanya ngaphakathi kimi, kwakhanya nje ba.
Und ich wusste, Gott hat mir jetzt alles vergeben.
And I knew God had forgiven me everything.
Sukela lapho ngazizwela ukuba uNkulunkulu usengithethelele konke.
Und ich bekomme das neue Leben.
And I receive a new life.
Ngase ngithola impilo entsha.
Dann habe ich aufgestanden mit Gottes Hilfe nie wieder zurück.
And I stood up and with God's help to never go back.
Bis, oh, Entschuldigung.
Sorry. Usukela lapho ngema ngezinyawo ngeza ukuba uNkulunkulu sengithethelele ngeke ngibuyele kuleyo mpilo futhi.
Bis zum heutigen Tag hat Gott mich durchgetragen. Ihm sei alle Ehre und aller Lob dafür.
Till today the Lord has carried me through. All honor and praise to him.
Kuze kube nanamhlanje uNkulunkulu uyibambile impilo yami, uyigcinile impilo yami, ngisamile Nkosini.
Er hat mich aus dieser grausamen Grube gezogen, wie wir es in Psalm 40, Vers 3 lesen.
And he has pulled me out of the miry clay, as we read in Psalm 40.
UNkulunkulu useyidonsile impilo yami wayikhipha odakeni lobishi njengoba sizwa kumahubo.
Er zog mich aus der grausamen Grube und aus dem Schlamm und stellte meine Füße auf einen Felsen, damit ich sicher treten kann. 40:3.
In verse 2. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock.
Njengoba sizwa evesini lesibili kusahluko 40 kumahubo, wangikhipha emgodini wokubhujiswa odakeni lobishi, wamisa izinyawo zami edwaleni, waqinisa izinyathelo zami.
Er hat mir ein neues Lied in meinen Mund gegeben, um unseren Gott zu loben. Das werden viele sehen und der Herr und den Herrn fürchten auf und auf den Herrn hoffen.
Making my steps secure, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord.
Wabeka igama elisha emlonyeni wami, igama lokubonga uNkulunkulu wethu. Abaningi bayakukubona besabe bamethembe uJehova.
Wie kann ich dieser großen Liebe zu mir nur danken?
How is there any way that I can thank God for this great love?
Ngingambona ngani uNkulunkulu ngimbonge ngothando lwakhe olukhulu olungaka?
Und niemand kann so tief fallen, dass Gott ihn nicht wieder herausholen kann.
No one is able to fall so deep that the Lord is not able to lift them up again.
Akekho umuntu okwazi ukushona odakeni lobishi uNkulunkulu engeke abe namandla wokumkhipha.
Und er lehrt uns durch seine Liebe ihn zu lieben.
And he teaches us through his love to love him.
Uyasifundisa futhi uNkulunkulu ukuba ngothando lwakhe sikwazi ukumthanda.
Liebe den Herrn von ganzem Herzen.
Love the Lord with all your heart.
Mthande uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
Und es wird ein Wunder nach dem anderen an dir geschehen.
One miracle after another will happen in your life.
Kuzolandela isimangaliso emva kwesinye empilweni yakho.
Es ist wunderbar, erlöst und befreit zu sein von Jesus Christus.
It's wonderful to be set free and saved by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kuyisimanga ukusindiswa yiyona iNkosi Jesu.
Liebt den Herrn, wie er euch liebt.
Love the Lord in the way that he loves you.
Ithande iNkosi ngendlela ekuthanda ngayo nawe.
Ich will es auch tun.
I want to do that as well.
Nami ngithanda ukwenza lokho.